That is the worst four-letter word. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the absolute philosopher. Diet is the worst four-letter word. Well, diet generally means that we are denying ourselves things. We are denying ourselves food. We are denying ourselves bad thinking. We're denying ourselves alcohol. We're denying ourselves anything that we're denying ourselves. And whenever you deny yourself something, you want it more than anything in the world. And of course, to want it more than anything in the world makes diet the worst four-letter word that we know. Now, is diet really so terrible? Is diet really so absolutely unacceptable? Or is it merely something that we have learned to live with or live without? Think about what you'd like to diet. You'd like to diet and lose weight, all right? Then, rather than diet, you say, I now am my perfect weight. I now am my perfect weight, if that is your choice. I am now my perfect weight. And as you say that, you put that cause into motion, you put that condition into motion, and you experience that condition. However, if you're going to go around and saying, I'm going to diet, I'm going to stop eating, and I'm going to stop doing these things and stop doing those things, then your body objects, your mind objects, and everything objects to whatever it is you're going to stop doing. They say, no, 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 you cannot deny us things like this. But if you're really cool, if you are really a smart cookie, you will say to yourself, I am going to eat all those foods that make my body the perfect weight for me. I'm going to eat all those foods that are perfect for me. I'm going to eat all those foods that taste so wonderful and are so good and make me the perfect weight. I don't know what those foods are, but I'll be guided to do that. And I'll eat only those foods, not only, but all those foods, all those foods that are wonderful for my body. Do you ever try that? Give it a try sometime and you'll see what happens in your life. It's kind of fun. Now, you're going to abstain from alcohol, say. So I'm abstaining from alcohol. I do not choose to drink alcohol. And rather than abstain from alcohol, say, I put all the fluids in my body that delight my body. I put all the fluids in my body that make me feel wonderful and alive and alert and enthusiastic about life. I put all the fluids in my body that make me the most fantastic being on the face of the earth. I feel just wonderful. I feel just great. I feel filled with enthusiasm, filled with imagination. I feel filled with all sorts of things that I'm uninhibited. Hey, that I can do too. I'm uninhibited. I live my life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically. That's how I think we should probably look at dieting. Then if we look at dieting that way, then it's fun. I drink all the things that make my body feel wonderful. I drink all the things that make my body feel fantastic. Now, some people have trouble stopping smoking, and even in this day and age, there are many who are having trouble stopping smoking, and a lot of them who are just starting it. But instead of even giving that a thought, you say, I take into my body all those substances that are a delight and that are making me into the fantastic being that I am, giving me a long, healthy life. I will live a long, healthy life. And I breathe in only the air that is beautiful and pure and wonderful. Whether I'm walking through a forest that is having a fire, or whether I'm going by an incinerator, or stockyards, or smoking, or anything else, I breathe in only that air which is glorious and good. I do not purposely make trouble for myself, but I breathe in whatever is beautiful and wonderful for me. And when I say that I breathe it in, then I breathe it in. And I am cautious about where I take myself. Do I want to be in the stockyards with that beautiful smell that's there? No, I don't want to be there. So how many of you live near the stockyards? Huh? How many of you drive by the stockyards? Huh? How many of you walk by the stockyards? Huh? How many of you even know where a stockyards is? Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, we do not put that in our consciousness because that's not a delight to us. How many of you know the Imperial Valley And stockyards is where they raise cows and they keep cows until they're going to be slaughtered. And all of the cow manure is all over the place, and the place smells to high heaven. And people who live nearby are used to it, of course. When I was minister of the church in the Imperial Valley, the urine was used as fertilizer. And so when it was time to fertilize the soil, which happened all far too often, they had five crops a year, the atmosphere smelled to high heaven of this cow urine, you know, and this methane gas was everywhere, and my goodness sakes. But after a while, you didn't even smell it. You didn't even think about it. You didn't even realize that you were pumping that in and out of your lungs and putting that in and out of your system. And there are many people who live and die down there and don't even realize that they've been contributing to their unhappiness. But would you want to live in an area that had uric acid that's used for fertilizer, and the air smells heavily of it? You want to live near a stockyard? You want to live near a dump that is burning things? They don't do that so much anymore. But do you want to live near something where the odor in the air is offensive? Well, you don't do that. You don't do that. And so, think about it. I breathe in the pure air. I eat the pure substances. I drink the pure substances. All things that I put in my body embellish my body that it lives a long, happy, healthy life. And I don't even know how to spell doctor, much less pharmacist, much less physician, much less surgeon, much less all those other things, psychiatrists, even that, yeah, my goodness sakes, yes. I don't even know how to spell those things because they're not in my area of thinking. They're not in my world. They're not in my vocabulary. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, isn't that a wonderful way to diet? To diet doing those things that are delightful to us, and then we don't even call it diet. We say, I do it, not I don't do it. I eat wonderful foods. I drink wonderful fluids. I breathe wonderful air, and so on. Everything is in perfect divine order for me because I am the master. And so, when I say diet is the worst four-letter word, well, not really. The word diet does not exist, along with medicine, surgeon, doctor, psychiatrist, all that sort of stuff. Problems, they don't even exist. How about you? Are you ready for experiencing a life that doesn't have those things? Well, then go for it. I'm right with you. I'm leading the way. Come on, follow me. It's a wonderful way to live and a wonderful way to be. So remember that. Put the positive in, and there never need to be any negative. I love you. I love you. I love you.